Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to have an opportunity for Bible study. And let's get our Bibles out tonight. Amen. This has been Bible study week. Amen. Bible study yesterday. How many of you are involved in Bible study this week? Amen. Well, praise God. All right. Gladfelters are involved in Bible study this week. Amen. Brother Doug's been involved in Bible study. Amen. We're involved in Bible study, and there's nothing like the Word of God. It is powerful. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21 through 24. Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 24. Praise God. God is so good to us. Are you blessed this week? I'm blessed this week. Exodus 12 and verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Praise God. Everybody said forever. Forever. This is an ordinance. This is something that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, but it is something that goes on and on and on forever. Praise God. Because when we're saved by the blood, we're saved forever. It's an eternal thing. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight with the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the word of truth. I thank you for your anointing tonight. Thank you for the touch of your hand in this place. I ask you, Lord, to anoint the word of God. Let it find its mark in our hearts tonight. Touch us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise together tonight? Let's give the Lord. Give it to the Lord tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God is so good to us. You can be seated tonight, and let's get right into the Word of God. This is another angle here tonight to talk about our salvation, because I believe we need to know what it is that we are being saved from and how powerful our salvation experience is. We have something tonight in the Word of God, and we have something tonight on our own personal experience of salvation, and I believe that it is powerful enough to deliver us from the power of death spiritually in this life and in the life to come. I believe that tonight. And we've got an understanding. We've got an understanding. We need to have a deeper understanding as time goes by, of the blood of Jesus Christ and what it did for us when we were saved, amen, when we were born again, because there will come a time in your walk with God that the devil will tell you that God does not care about you. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God does care about you, amen. He does have a plan for your life, and it is a plan of blessing, amen. And there's something here in the word that we read tonight that is very significant, something that may well help us to walk in more victory. I want to have more victory in my walk with God, more victory than ever before. And I just want to say in the beginning here that walking with the Lord is not a grievous thing. Walking with God is not grievous. It's exciting. We're going to heaven if we'll stay with the program. Amen. And there's nothing more exciting than that. You may not feel that in your physical body, but the reality of it and the truth of it that we find in the Word of God is very powerful. And somebody said one time, the joy that I have, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Praise God. Do you have the joy of the Lord tonight? I have the joy of the Lord and the peace of God. And there's something here in the scriptures tonight in Exodus chapter 12. We read it already. And this is the story of Israel on the eve of the Passover. And God said to Moses that a death angel would come through the land and he would pass over Egypt. And every firstborn of every house, every cattle, every animal, everything would be smitten that night and killed. This was God's way of destroying the power of Egypt and setting the people free. And I think it's really interesting here. Don't ever get the idea that things that are in the scripture are there just by happen chance. They're not there by happen chance. And the Lord told them, he said, take a bunch of hyssop. Everybody said hyssop. Hyssop. You can actually grow hyssop, and it is a bush. It will grow 1.5 to 2 feet tall. It is a woody bush, and it has very beautiful flowers with a beautiful fragrance that comes off of this hyssop. And the Lord chose hyssop as the thing or the instrument that the blood would be applied upon the doors of the houses. And the scripture that we read tonight in Exodus chapter 12 is the first mention in the scriptures of the plant hyssop. And it was in the text that we read tonight. And it was about time for them to be delivered from Israel, and this last plague of passing through the land and destroying the firstborn was upon them. And the Lord commanded them to get a lamb. And the lamb is very significant of Jesus Christ. And it is what John the Baptist meant when he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And the Lord told them to take the blood of that lamb and dip it in hyssop. He didn't say use a sponge. He didn't say take it out of the bowl and just splatter it on the door. But he specifically said take the hyssop and dip it in the blood and strike it. Everybody said strike it. Strike it. Strike it. Amen. Strike it upon the two side posts and the upper post of the house. That's three strikes. Amen. In baseball, three strikes and you're out. Well, praise the Lord. I know that's really deep tonight. But there are three strikes against sin that God has commanded. Amen. And those three strikes, the striking on the doorpost, on the side, and on the lintel or the top of the door, was for the victory and the salvation of the children of Israel. And it was the death of the innocent that was taking care of the guilty. Amen. It was that innocent lamb, that was slain that night, and it brought victory for the people of God. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us today. Amen. And we have been covered. If you've been baptized in his name, you have put on Christ. Amen. There is a covering. God made a covering for Adam and Eve. He made a covering for them so that he would not see their nakedness and would only see the covering of the blood. Amen. Paul talked about those three strikes in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Turn there with me tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1 through 4. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Everybody said he was buried. He died. He died first. Amen. Then he was buried, and then he rose again. Amen. There's three strikes right there. And that's where the blood is applied. Over the years, we've heard of debates that have taken place, and some have said that the blood is applied at repentance. And then others have come along and said the blood is applied at baptism. And yet even others would come along and say that it was the blood that was applied when we received the gift of the Holy Ghost. But the truth of the matter is it covered the entire door. Amen. There were three strikes of the blood. There was representation of repentance, of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and the receiving of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a beautiful picture it is. And the hyssop here was the only thing that would work. Nothing else would take care of it. If they just did it on one side post of the door or just put it on the top of the door, it would not have worked. They had to have the full covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood that God commanded of them. And hyssop was the very instrument that God demanded for this occasion. Amen. It was used in other places in the Scripture. The Lord, in his wisdom and understanding, chose this plant as the instrument that God would use. Leviticus chapter 14 and verse 1, and I want to read down through verse 7 tonight. Leviticus chapter 14 and verse 1, and it says, "The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper." And so that we understand tonight, leprosy in the Old Testament represented sin. And it was a physical representation of a spiritual disease. Amen. And there was a law concerning the leper in the day of his cleansing. Everybody said cleansing. Cleansing. Amen. We must be cleansed if we're going to be saved. We cannot be saved without the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved unless we obey the commandment of God concerning cleansing. There are many today that have stated that all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not good enough. Amen. There are those that say you must believe and then be baptized. And that's good, but that's not enough. Amen. We've got to have a complete deliverance and cleansing by the blood that God commanded. And he commanded that the hyssop would be the instrument for this purpose. And so the Lord spake to Moses and said, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him, that is, to be cleaned, two birds alive." Now, this is a little bit different here, and maybe you've read this, maybe you haven't read this, but it is a representation of what takes place when we are cleansed spiritually. And he said, "You are to take two birds alive and clean and cedar wood, not dirty birds, but clean birds, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. There are so many types and shadows from this commandment in the book of Leviticus. And some of you have already, the Lord's already shown you that just in the reading of the scripture. But there was an innocent that was to cleanse that which was not clean. Amen. That was unclean. And the bird that was killed over running water, meaning that they had a bowl and they killed the bird, they cut its throat or they cut its head off, and they let the blood, as they poured the water over this bird, it would fill up that bowl, and the bowl would be full of blood and water. And I don't know if you've ever skinned out an animal or a rabbit or whatever. I've done that a number of times in my life. Don't really want to do it anymore. But there is, after a period of time, there is a stench of blood. Blood is not a beautiful thing, not when you see it. And it is the blood that makes an atonement for our souls. And so there was blood in this cleansing rite of the leper, and the living bird was supposed to be dipped in that blood. That blood represented the uncleanness of the individual, or the redemption of the leprosy, the cleansing of the leprosy of the individual. And not only that, they were to take the hyssop, the cedar wood, the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them, and they shall take it and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. Amen. Sounds kind of intricate here, but that's exactly how the Lord commanded them to do it. And they would take those things, they would take the hyssop, and they would dip it into that water and blood, and they would sprinkle it upon the person with leprosy 7 times. Now, we know that 7 is God's number of perfection, of God's completion. Amen. It is the perfect number that God has established in the Word of God. And so he would be sprinkled 7 times. Amen. And he would be sprinkled by the blood and the water. Amen. Have you ever read in the scriptures where when Jesus died on the cross, they thrust the spear into his side, and it was blood and water that came out of his side? It was not a beautiful thing. It was not a beautiful sight. The smells were horrid. It was not a beautiful thing at all. But it was a picture of the innocent that was dying for the guilty. Praise God. I'm glad that I didn't have to pay for my sins, but that someone came and purchased my salvation. Anybody feel that way tonight? Amen. And they would use the hyssop. The hyssop was the instrument, again, of cleansing. It was the instrument that God said, dip this in the blood and use it to sprinkle upon the leper 7 times, and he'll be able to go back home. He'll be able to go back to his work. He'll be able to go back to his family, and everything will be all right. Praise God. God has deliverance for everybody. He's got deliverance for you and me. He's got deliverance for the church. He's got deliverance for every situation and circumstance that we can come up against. I'm thankful tonight that he paid an extreme price. Amen. He paid the price and became sin for us. Amen. And when this was over, it was declared that this man was not unclean anymore, but he was clean. Praise God. It was stated in the law that if you were a leper, you had to cover your face and cover your top lip. Amen. And you had to stay outside of the camp, and you could not go up and shake anybody's hand. You could not get close to anyone, but you had to cover your upper lip, and when anyone would come by, you had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," and people would avoid you. They would get away from you because they didn't want to have that leprosy come over unto them. In that day, in many cases, leprosy was a death sentence, and it was a horrible thing. It would disfigure an individual. It would invade their body. From what I've read, leprosy will kill the nervous system in your body. And if you get a cut on your body, you don't feel any pain. You don't feel any of the infection that comes because of that. You don't tend to it. It causes sores all across your body. In the extreme stages of leprosy, the ear will fall off. A nose will fall off. Fingers and toes, extremities, will fall off of that individual that is plagued by leprosy. Leprosy was not something that you wanted to get involved in. If you touched a leprous person, then you had to go through a cleansing rite yourself, just as if they touched a dead body, because none of us are holy and none of us can cleanse ourselves. There's only one who can cleanse us. Well, praise God. There's only one who can touch the leper, and the leper is healed, but he is still clean, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. And so the blood was put on the living bird, and it was sprinkled upon the individual seven times. And then they took the living bird that was covered by the blood and the water, representing the disease of leprosy, or the disease of sin is really what the Lord is talking about here. And they would let him go, and he would fly away. Praise God. Have you ever experienced your sins just flying away? Amen. What a powerful, powerful thing it is when you come to God and you realize you're a sinner, and all of a sudden you repent of your sins, you're baptized in his name and filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, and all of your sins just fly away. Amen. You're not going to catch that bird again. He's been through quite an ordeal. Amen. And he's not coming back. Praise God. He's going to go and find him a place to hide somewhere and never return. And you know what? That's exactly what we want sin to do in our lives. Amen. And not only that, and this is really what I want to focus on here tonight, is that when we are covered by the blood and the water, John said that it was blood and water, not blood only, but blood and water. Amen. The blood is the redemptive agent, and the water is the cleansing agent. Praise God. And when it is taken care of, we don't need to walk around with guilt in our hearts. We don't need to walk around with our heads down, feeling dejected and rejected, and nobody cares and nobody loves. Oh, I'm telling you what, there's somebody that loves you so very much that he wants to take your sins away and give you an opportunity to understand they're never coming back again. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. And when they struck it, or when they flinged it, the sweet fragrance of the instrument of hyssop covered the stench of the blood. Amen. And it was a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. Amen. The one that was used to smite sin and to smite the work of the devil. Amen. The power of Satan and the power that he has of death. And death is the strength of the law. Amen. It is the strength of sin. But thanks be to God, we have the victory tonight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God. We see in the scripture another place. David had sinned a great sin before God and before Israel. He committed adultery and then he committed murder. And David was exposed by Nathan the prophet. And when Nathan the prophet came, David immediately said, "I have sinned." Amen. I have sinned. And David was not a perfect man, and none of us are perfect. And we've all made our mistakes, and we've all sinned our sins. You might as well just say amen tonight. And yet David had a deep understanding of mercy. And David had a deep understanding of God's loving kindness. David had an understanding of the tender mercies of God. And Psalm 51, if you'll turn with me tonight, the whole chapter of Psalm chapter 51 is a chapter of David's repentance. And it would do us well to apply this this to our own lives when we fall short. And it was a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. And so David just didn't repent. He wrote some things down. Amen. He wrote down his repentance so that generations coming would be able to understand some deeper things about salvation. And he said this, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness." Amen. God's not going to have mercy on us just because we're a good person. Well, praise the Lord. We get the idea sometimes that that's for somebody else, but it's not for me. I'm telling you tonight, it's for you. Praise God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude. Everybody said the multitude. That's a lot. The multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge, I admit my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Praise God. David said some things there that are very, very deep. And he said, "I've sinned against you, God." Well, the truth of it was he had sinned against other people as well. But when it all comes down to it, we've sinned against God. Amen. You might... the thief that steals from someone has not just sinned against that individual, they have sinned against God, because the Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal." Amen. Amen. And so, against you, you alone, Lord, I have sinned. I acknowledge my transgression. It is ever before me, and I have done this evil in thy sight. Amen. And then he goes back to the purging. Amen. He goes back to coming to a place where he wants to be clean. And he said, "Wash me." Amen. "Wash me with your water. Wash me with your blood. Purge me with hyssop." David, no doubt, looked back at the law of the leper and said, "I've got to be sprinkled by the blood of the sacrifice." And the instrument that God uses and the instrument that is only given to us in our law is the hyssop. Purge me, God, with hyssop. Strike me. Amen. Strike me 3 times. Sprinkle me 7 times. Amen. Do whatever you have to do, God. I need to smell the sweet fragrance of the hyssop as the instrument that you use to purge me and to cleanse me, so that when we're done being purged, we don't smell like the blood anymore. Amen. We don't have that stench of blood upon us that represents our sins, but we have the sweet fragrance of the instrument. Amen. Of that thing that carried the blood and the water that brought about our cleansing. I hope y'all are getting this here tonight. David invoked the very instrument that was used in the cleansing, and his cry was, "Purge me." Amen. And unfortunately, many today have gone beyond the gospel and the finished work of it to another gospel. Amen. And that other gospel is something that we have made up in our mind, that God will save one of you, but he won't save me. God will bless others, but he won't bless me. I'm telling you tonight, it's another gospel, and it is not true. Amen. It is good for all of us. It is not the will of God for you to beat your head over with shame. Amen. But we've got to understand restoration. Amen. Restoration to the joy of the Lord. Restoration to our salvation. And David was a great example because he was restored back to the call of God that was originally placed upon his life. Well, praise God. We need restoration. Amen. We need a restoration with God, a restoration where we can be joyful and happy. Amen. That we are forgiven. Wouldn't it be foolish for the man that owed 10,000 talents when he was frankly forgiven by the king for him to walk out of that door with his head down and saying, "Oh, woe is me. I was such a bad person. Look at what I did. If I was smarter, I wouldn't have done this, that, or the other." I'm telling you what, he did the right thing. He left there rejoicing. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. My God is a restorer. Amen. My God redeems, but not just redeems, he restores. Praise God. He can send you back home. Amen. Where the will of God is that you lead your family. He can send you back home where mom and dad are. Amen. Send you back home where the inheritance is. Praise God. Just because you were a leper at one time doesn't mean you're a leper for the rest of your life. Well, praise God. I don't know if you feel anything. I feel something here tonight. Amen. There's something about this, and maybe this will spark something in your mind, and you can do some study on your own. Amen. But when the leprosy was gone, it was gone. Amen. And that instrument of hyssop is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He was the instrument that was used to administer the blood in different situations. Amen. In John chapter 19 and verse 28, turn there with me. John chapter 19 and verse 28. And I've already said God didn't put any words in here by happen chance. John 19 and verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Amen. Amen. We're not going to use this hyssop anymore. We're not going to use these smelly vinegar, but what we're going to do is we're going to raise up the hyssop, amen, for one last time. one last time that it is going to be stricken with the hyssop. Amen. One last time we're striking the doorposts, because now we are not going to do that anymore. It was fulfilled in my sacrifice on Calvary. Praise God. And when they struck him, the blood and the water proceeded out of him, and that instrument that God used. Praise God. What a beautiful one God scripture that is. Amen. The instrument that God used, and that was the man Jesus Christ, who was a mediator between us and God. If you please, in the Old Testament, it was the hyssop that was the mediator between God and men, between the clean and the unclean. And thank God he chose an instrument called Jesus Christ. Amen. In him dwelt fully the spirit of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise the Lord. This hyssop, this type and figure in the Old Testament, was now being replaced not with the vinegar. How many tonight like the smell of vinegar? I don't like it. Well, we would expect Dennis to say that. But most of us that know good from evil, amen. Well, praise God. Forgive me, Dennis. Amen. We don't like the smell of vinegar. It smells like, you know, I looked it up to see what vinegar actually is, and it is a fermenting of apples. If you get apple cider vinegar, I don't think it's alcohol, but it's very close to alcohol. And you know what? Alcohol's not going to save us. It's not going to give us joy. The vinegar of this world is not going to do anything, amen, but it is going to be the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise God. You know what? We can defeat the devil and his power through God. Through God, all things are possible, and we have become more than overcomers. Maybe you ought to just say to yourself right now, I am an overcomer. Now, if you got a problem saying that, you need to examine your relationship with God. Amen. If you feel uncomfortable saying that, amen. What we ought to say is, God is for me. Why don't we say that tonight? God is for me. God is for me. Amen. Me who has fallen short. Me who does not measure up. Amen. God is for me. If you have an unsettled feeling when you say that, you need to go back and listen to this one more time. Amen. Because when it was finished, it was finished. Amen. It was finished. And there was something, however, that hasn't been finished in this, and that is the power of the blood of Jesus that's available to you and I today. It is an ordinance forever. Amen. Our salvation is a forever salvation. Our relationship is designed to be a forever relationship. Praise God. Praise God. And purge us, God, from our sins. That's what we need to say, like David did. And God restored him. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and 7, and I'll close with this tonight. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. Jesus Christ was the instrument that applied the blood. It was the instrument that administered the blood. Amen. And the blood represented the grace of God. The love of God, the kindness of God, the tender mercies of God. Don't ever get to the place where you feel like that only certain individuals can administer the grace of God. We have a new doctrine that's coming around, and I'm going to talk about it till it's gone, but it is that the ministry has the grace of God, and the ministry administers the grace of God to people as they see fit. I'm telling you, there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Well, praise God. Praise God. There's only one mediator. There's only one vessel. There's only one instrument that God has ordained to give or administer the grace of God and the cleansing before the eyes of God. Let's stand together tonight. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you're here? I'm glad I'm here tonight. Amen. This is so much better than the best hospital in Wichita. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Because the Lord is here. I felt the Lord's presence here today. I have. And if you're struggling tonight, get your eyes open and look at the Word of God. If you're feeling like I'm just the least among the saints, well, that's okay, but don't let it hinder you in your call of God for your life. Amen. God wants to use us. He didn't cleanse the lepers just so that they could go back to the leper colony. He cleansed them so they could go on to a brand new life. And when we're born again of the water and of the Spirit, when we repent, the blood is applied to us. When we're baptized in Jesus' name, the blood is applied to us. When we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, the blood is applied to our lives. And when it is applied, the tender mercies of God set us free and our sins fly away. Praise God. They're gone. We're never going to see it again. It's flown away. You say, well, I've sinned. You know what? Is there anybody here tonight that has not sinned since you got the Holy Ghost? Let's see your hand tonight. I got my hand down. No, but I'll tell you what. If it happens, go back, get you a bowl, two birds, some hyssop. Amen. And remember what God did. Well, don't literally do that. Amen. Say, well, our pastor's preaching weird stuff here. Amen. No, that's not what we're going to do. But remember that salvation is for us, and it is forever. It's an ordinance forever.